This is a production of Cornell University.
There are three sources of fixed nitrogen used in agriculture. The first, and by far the most widely used source, is nitrogen fertilizer derived from the Haber-Bosch process. The second, biological nitrogen fixation, accounts for about 30% of the agricultural nitrogen globally. The third and least important is a group of harvested or mined sources such as fish waste and Chilean nitrate. In theory, organic farmers combine leguminous cover crops with small additions of compost to maintain soil fertility. This works for some farming systems, such as grain production, where biological nitrogen fixation accounts for the majority of newly added nitrogen. However, others, such as most fresh vegetable enterprises, rely on animal-based compost as the major source of nitrogen, and are therefore indirectly dependent on Haber-Bosch nitrogen. While recycling nutrients is a fundamental principle of organic agriculture, the use of animal manures for nitrogen is problematic. First, there are consequences for the production system, including nutrient imbalances, excessive soil phosphorus levels, increased weed pressure, and greater vulnerability to environmental nutrient losses. From a broader perspective, the dependence on Haber-Bosch nitrogen undermines claims that organic agriculture is a more sustainable production system. The founders of organic agriculture got it right when they prohibited the use of Haber-Bosch nitrogen and chose biological nitrogen fixation as the primary source of new nitrogen. Biological nitrogen fixation is a sustainable solar-powered nitrogen source that promotes soil organic matter accrual and restores internal cycling processes. In contrast, production of Haber-Bosch nitrogen is highly fossil fuel dependent, and significant greenhouse gas emissions result from this process. The amount of Haber-Bosch nitrogen used is massive. Global usage for this year is forecast to be 116 million metric tons of nitrogen. During this 5-minute presentation, 1,100 metric tons of new nitrogen will be produced. Furthermore, Haber-Bosch nitrogen is extremely inefficient. On average, half of this nitrogen is lost to the biosphere, leading to eutrophication and greenhouse gas emissions. It's likely that we've already altered the global nitrogen cycle to a point where the extra nitrogen is driving irreversible changes in the biosphere. Beyond these environmental concerns, new knowledge about the role of the plant microbiome, the microbial communities associated with plants, points the way towards sustainable nutrient management strategies. Plants and their microbiomes have been co-evolving for 700 million years, and greater understanding of the role of the plant microbiome has overturned our view of plant nutrient acquisition and biological soil processes. Decomposition is a case in point. Until recently, decomposition has been viewed as a microbially governed process, occurring in bulk soil independent of plants, a view compatible with the strategy of delivering available nitrogen directly to crops. It's now clear that a continuum of plant microbial associations govern decomposition. Plants can stimulate decomposition by providing carbon to decomposers in exchange for nitrogen and other nutrients. The carbon provides energy to subsidize the cost of expensive exoenzymes decomposers must make to free nitrogen. This exchange of carbon for nutrients in the rhizosphere provides an efficient means for delivering nitrogen to plants. So much so that even under optimal fertilizer management regimes, crops still rely heavily on soil organic nitrogen pools, reflecting their coevolution with decomposers. For example, in conventionally managed grains receiving recommended fertilizer rates, fertilizer nitrogen accounts for less than 40% of the nitrogen taken up by the crops. To promote sustainable nitrogen management, we need to use systems thinking that includes ecological and evolutionary mechanisms, as well as agricultural knowledge. We need to manage nitrogen and carbon together and build soil nutrient reserves so that crops can take advantage of mechanisms developed in the course of coevolution with microbes. This approach will lead to a cascade of beneficial shifts in agroecosystem functions that support sustainable food production. Organic certification rules need to be modified to promote biological nitrogen fixation as the primary nitrogen source in organic systems. The time is right to begin weaning organic agriculture away from Haber-Bosch nitrogen dependence.
This is a production of Cornell University.
There are three sources of fixed nitrogen used in agriculture. The first, and by far the most widely used source, is nitrogen fertilizer derived from the Haber-Bosch process. The second, biological nitrogen fixation, accounts for about 30% of the agricultural nitrogen globally. The third and least important is a group of harvested or mined sources such as fish waste and Chilean nitrate. In theory, organic farmers combine leguminous cover crops with small additions of compost to maintain soil fertility. This works for some farming systems, such as grain production, where biological nitrogen fixation accounts for the majority of newly added nitrogen. However, others, such as most fresh vegetable enterprises, rely on animal-based compost as the major source of nitrogen, and are therefore indirectly dependent on Haber-Bosch nitrogen. While recycling nutrients is a fundamental principle of organic agriculture, the use of animal manures for nitrogen is problematic. First, there are consequences for the production system, including nutrient imbalances, excessive soil phosphorus levels, increased weed pressure, and greater vulnerability to environmental nutrient losses. From a broader perspective, the dependence on Haber-Bosch nitrogen undermines claims that organic agriculture is a more sustainable production system. The founders of organic agriculture got it right when they prohibited the use of Haber-Bosch nitrogen and chose biological nitrogen fixation as the primary source of new nitrogen. Biological nitrogen fixation is a sustainable solar-powered nitrogen source that promotes soil organic matter accrual and restores internal cycling processes. In contrast, production of Haber-Bosch nitrogen is highly fossil fuel dependent, and significant greenhouse gas emissions result from this process. The amount of Haber-Bosch nitrogen used is massive. Global usage for this year is forecast to be 116 million metric tons of nitrogen. During this 5-minute presentation, 1,100 metric tons of new nitrogen will be produced. Furthermore, Haber-Bosch nitrogen is extremely inefficient. On average, half of this nitrogen is lost to the biosphere, leading to eutrophication and greenhouse gas emissions. It's likely that we've already altered the global nitrogen cycle to a point where the extra nitrogen is driving irreversible changes in the biosphere. Beyond these environmental concerns, new knowledge about the role of the plant microbiome, the microbial communities associated with plants, points the way towards sustainable nutrient management strategies. Plants and their microbiomes have been co-evolving for 700 million years, and greater understanding of the role of the plant microbiome has overturned our view of plant nutrient acquisition and biological soil processes. Decomposition is a case in point. Until recently, decomposition has been viewed as a microbially governed process, occurring in bulk soil independent of plants, a view compatible with the strategy of delivering available nitrogen directly to crops. It's now clear that a continuum of plant microbial associations govern decomposition. Plants can stimulate decomposition by providing carbon to decomposers in exchange for nitrogen and other nutrients. The carbon provides energy to subsidize the cost of expensive exoenzymes decomposers must make to free nitrogen. This exchange of carbon for nutrients in the rhizosphere provides an efficient means for delivering nitrogen to plants. So much so that even under optimal fertilizer management regimes, crops still rely heavily on soil organic nitrogen pools, reflecting their coevolution with decomposers. For example, in conventionally managed grains receiving recommended fertilizer rates, fertilizer nitrogen accounts for less than 40% of the nitrogen taken up by the crops. To promote sustainable nitrogen management, we need to use systems thinking that includes ecological and evolutionary mechanisms, as well as agricultural knowledge. We need to manage nitrogen and carbon together and build soil nutrient reserves so that crops can take advantage of mechanisms developed in the course of coevolution with microbes. This approach will lead to a cascade of beneficial shifts in agroecosystem functions that support sustainable food production. Organic certification rules need to be modified to promote biological nitrogen fixation as the primary nitrogen source in organic systems. The time is right to begin weaning organic agriculture away from Haber-Bosch nitrogen dependence.